Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Bob, I spent 35 years in the corporate world, most recently as a senior vice president for a billion-dollar global company. The last 2.5 years, I've pivoted to my own business, and I help clients with three things: executive coaching, leadership development and training, and culture survey and analysis.
Perfect. And what is your name?
My name is Mark Hinderleiter. Thank you for that question, Bob.
Hey, not a problem there. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
You know, it's familiar territory for me, Bob. As an HR executive, I really understood the value of leadership and culture. And so that's what I help companies do. It's a big kick for me to help companies build cultures that people are proud of. That's a big deal.
Awesome. Awesome. Our question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
I have testimonials. I can't tell you I've converted a sale with it, but my testimonials have validated for customers who are interested in me that I'm the real deal.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Again, you just got to make sure you have ones that actually really talk about what you do, not just that you're great. So that part there.
Yeah. Question? Absolutely.
Yep. Question number four, what advice do you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Build credibility. And so some of the how-tos that have worked for me, Bob, are a really good website. You got to just have a good web presence. And here's the key to that website that I've learned is people go to your website, they got to know what you do in about 1 or 2 minutes, no more than that, because attention span is, if they don't get what you do that quickly, they're gone. So a website that tells what you do very quickly, then they can go deeper. I do a lot of posting on LinkedIn, and what I do is just give leadership tips that leaders that are reading that just get value from. So that's objective number two, but it's branding also, Bob, that they, after reading so many of these, they think, I think this guy gets it. So leadership tips is what I do, you know, for another company, it might be different. I have recorded some webinars that I just have in my bank that I will send to prospective clients. After we've had a conversation, they want to learn a little bit more about me. I'll send them a 45-minute recorded webinar on leadership that gives them a great sense of who I am and kind of what I talk about and teach. That's been a big deal for me. The other thing I do is in the Zoom world is lunch and learns. In the old days, it was in person. Now I'll do a lunch and learn really as a way, another way for people to get to know me. And then I guess the last thing I do in terms of building credibility, got to have a good bio on your website and any other social media sites. For me, my bio gets right to kind of why people should really consider me. I have a PhD in organization and management and 35 years of business experience. So I really talk about what's unique about me. So that bio is really important. And then the testimonials that you asked me about. Here's kind of the new thing that I'm hearing, Bob, that I'm going to try is video testimonials. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 minute a video testimonial on your iPhone. And I'll post that on my website if it's sharp. So anyway, those are some things that I do just to build credibility.
Yeah, I would suggest instead of doing them off the iPhone, do them over Zoom. And the reason being is when people do them on their iPhones, it does this. No one can hold this steady. And so it's the shaky one there. Also, you got to make sure they don't spend the first minute, because I see this all the time. Hi, my name is Bob. I met Mark through C-Suite and I hired Mark. It's so like they spend the first minute there, you know, all this stuff here is no one really care. Your potential clients don't care how they met you. Just stuff like that.
Yeah. So that's a good tip on Zoom. I like that. Here's what I've learned in terms of how to get a good testimonial. Give them three questions. Feed them three questions that they just respond to. You know, who are you? What kind of work did Mark do with you? And what difference did it make? And so if they go right at those three things, and anybody seeing that video testimonial is going to get the value of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's get to question number 5. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, two come to mind. The first, Bob, is Meredith Bell. Meredith, I've known for about 15 years. She is so sharp, high integrity. She's the president of a company called Performance Support Systems in Virginia, and she has a wealth of knowledge. She has her own podcast, but she's a great podcast guest. In fact, I've had her on mine. And a second one is somebody who I respect immensely. Dr. Mark Golston is a PhD, actually psychologist, now executive coach. He's the author of a book that I love called Just Listen. And I will tell you, that is a great tool for coaches and salespeople and consultants, really sharpening those listening skills. So those are two folks that are great podcast guests.
Perfect. I'll look them up when we're done here. Number 6, most important question of the podcast, Mark. You got to focus on this one.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale. Great little story, Bob, is I had somebody reach out to me, a company president, reach out to me on LinkedIn and say, hey, I saw your profile. I like your background. Can we talk? And we did. And we had a great conversation. He said, send me a proposal. So I sent him a proposal based on our conversation. I listened well. And then he got the yips a little bit on my pricing. And so his response was, oh, hey, can you give me some references? And I said, I'll give you some references. In the meantime, how about watching this 45-minute webinar of mine? And in the next day or so, I'll get you two, you know, strong references. He watched the webinar I talked about earlier, building credibility webinar, and we never again talked about pricing or references. And so that was a great first sale. That is still my best client, Bob.
Awesome. Love the story there. You've got 2 minutes and 2 seconds left, Mark. Promo time. Ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be precise and when to end, we end early. Go.
Yeah. So really, if you want to know a little bit more about me, I have a PhD in organization management, 35 years of senior leadership in corporate. So I've got a pretty unique fusion of academic and real world experience. And so I've been there and done that. And that's one of the values that I bring clients in, with my coaching and with my leadership development. It's pretty unique to me, that fusion of executive and academic experience. So I would love to hear from people who need help developing their leadership team, kind of looking at their culture, and want somebody who's seasoned to help them do that, and high integrity. You know, I get that feedback from clients all the time. I trust you. You've earned my trust. So that's kind of my pitch and who I am. If that feels like a good fit for your listeners, I'd love to talk.
Perfect. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
ThirdWayInc.com.
In the description. It's magic. Mark, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.